Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to segment two of program 10 of The Bigger Picture. I'm Marshall Wood, your host, continuing the discussion on an aspect of the Fibonacci number and how we're told to rule against our natural senses and to accept what I think clearly is the Marxist view of the world in their attempt to tear down what has made America great. We'll call that Judeo-Christian-based tradition, in favor of the brave New World concepts of what they declare beauty and equity and justice to be. And I use the example, maybe crass, but it sure stuck out to me when I ran across it the other day, and I was doing a little bit of research on the Fibonacci number, where we have a very corpulent, I'm sure she's nice, but a very corpulent woman whose body mass and facial features surely don't conform to the scientific Fibonacci number, that golden ratio. But she was placed in the magazine as one of the leading beautiful models, placed alongside four, maybe five lean, long-haired, blonde, traditional gals in a bikini. And but we're told that she's kind of their equal, because we declare it to be that way. Because we want something to be, or because the agenda is driving it, doesn't make it true, doesn't make it right. In fact, for me, it's very problematic. But let me give you an example of how we are being force-fed stuff. The other day, my wife, you've met Cindy, she's been on the air a couple times with me, said, you know, there's just something wrong here with Channel 4. We've been watching WJXT TV, the news, in the evening for, I guess, since the mid-90s when one other station kicked Lee Webb off the air and no one else really sided with him. So we just abandoned the networks, and we've been watching the local news, the local news. And we've noticed in recent, let's say, months, possibly a year or so, some changes in the way the news is done. Now, I began to research just a little bit why that might be. And I had been, I thought, aware of who the staff was and who owned the station, but I really found out, well, that wasn't quite right. As I began to dig in, I realized that the person that was the vice president and general manager of that station was a very nice black woman with a background of a degree in English, I think, from a Midwestern, historically black college. And the most important thing on her resume, that she was a certificate receiver from Cornell University, and her certificate was a certificate on diversity training. Oh, okay. And diversity training, when you hear that, at least in my ears, it means, well, we're talking about critical race theory and changing the foundation of what is into what they want it to be, based on the very specious argument of racial inequality. We want justice. And you know, a lot of these folks that are screaming we want justice are really saying, no, we want dictatorial control, and we're going to overthrow everything, and we're going to replace those who have been efficient and those who have built this country into what it is with those who look very different and whose values are entirely different, not based on those seven virtues we talked about a few programs ago, that Pope Gregory the Great gave us and our forefathers used to establish a nation based on chastity and integrity and hard work and diligence and all those things we listed, for one that is a totally different set of values. But here's the point. This woman was sending the signals that she's one of those who's going to change things and invert it. And I noticed that every time there was, we had a news program every evening, there were certain ones that were repeated over and over again, and they all had a racial element to them, which was some white crazy guy that they alleged to be a white terrorist shooting up, in this case, a Dollar General store, three people, really just a young man who was totally deranged. But we never hear the stories about the black on white crime. But this one story that they have, they repeat ad infinitum, or they come along with some other story. Every night on the news, there are multiple stories that are implying that white folks are out to get black people. You can't escape that suggestion that they're giving us. And that is not true, particularly if you ever watch something like Cops or Cops Reloaded on a couple of those other channels that you can get. We see that there's a lot of black George Floyds out there who have 20 felonies on their record. They've been in prison a million times. And then when they get belligerent with the police and something bad happens, we're told that, well, it's the police that are the bad guys in this, and that it's this, it's the white system that is unjust. You know, that's a lot of nonsense. In fact, I wish I could say on air what it really is, because that's what it is, and it stinks to high heaven. We've got to change it. You know, when black people hear people like me say what I'm saying, they say, well, there's a Karen out there, and they aimed at, I guess, the idea is a white woman that comes along and has a lot of complaints about other people in the system. Well, she's a Karen. She's just one of those complainers. Well, I've come up with a new idea, and I'd like to suggest this to you, that now when we hear this excuses for thugs being treated the way they should be by the police and other stuff, that we take those people who are like WJXT, instead of calling them Karens, let's call them Corins. K-A-R-I-N. Anybody familiar with that first name? A really illogical gal that speaks for Joe Biden. Corinne, right? Corinne. I aim that at WJXT. Well, anyway, I researched them, and let me tell you what this equity champing group of people has for a leadership team. And then in the next segment, I'm going to read you the letter that I wrote to them. This is the executive staff for the Graham Media Group that owns radio stations in Houston, Detroit, Orlando, San Antonio, Roanoke, Virginia, and two in Jacksonville, Florida. And that's what I'm addressing is WJXT-TV, and they also, Terry Cope Walton is the lady's name, who is the vice president general manager, and she heads up the two stations here. The other one is the CW, which really isn't a news station. But here's the CEO and president, Catherine Badalamente, the vice president chief for human resources, is Julie Drexler. The vice president, chief financial officer is Kim Parker. Their chief innovative officer is Stephanie Schlegel. The vice president and co-general counsel, Heidi Schmidt-Whiting. Vice president and co-general counsel is Jane Mitchell. And the vice president for research is Catherine Fuller. And their only black person, female, is the senior director of diversity and equity, Carolyn Chambers, and you got one lone male there, and I look at him, and I think he's gay, is Anthony Plotz, who's their technology officer. All right, let's come back for segment three, and I'm going to read you the letter that I wrote to the Graham Media Group, and then we're going to discuss it. Thank you for listening, and come back for segment three.